This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome to hour three of my radio show. I'm Sherwin Hughes, and I do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. A lot of you know that because you listen. I thank you very much for listening, because some days I don't know why you do. We try to be informative, give you different perspectives on things. It's a place where you can ask your questions. In fact, I think I have a question or two in our text message inbox. If you want to be all up in my inbox, it's 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Please do not send nudes. But if you did, I couldn't really do nothing about it. You know what I mean? Because I can't help what people send me. That's what I told that girl. She went through my phone. I was like, I can't help what somebody sends me. And I don't tell people to send me stuff. I'm the victim here. Nobody ever takes my side. I'm the victim. Rodney says those payments are to stay with those two morons. Wouldn't that be something if your daddy had to pay your wife to stay with you? That would hurt my feelings. That's unfortunate. Because I would want to divorce my wife then. If my father was paying my wife so my wife didn't leave me, and then I found out about it and I was like, I don't want to be married to you no more, lady. I want a divorce. And I divorce her, and then she goes and marries my daddy, and I still see her at Thanksgiving. I wouldn't like that at all. Wayne says, Sherwin, the reason why you don't hear outrage from whites about police brutality is because when an issue was viewed as a black problem or a poor problem, they never want to attract attention to it. I hate to think that that may be the case. Because the police, let me take race out of it for a second. The police don't kill rich people. When was the last rich person? Unarmed rich person that got shot by the cops. The last time somebody came out of a corporate office on Wall Street and got gunned down by New York's finest. Doesn't happen. So I guess just be rich then. And then you won't get shot by the police. Maybe. Unless you're a drug dealer. If you're a drug dealer rich, nah, I don't know if that counts. What is this here? Chauncey says, yep, old Eric Trump didn't have a clue. No, not Eric Trump. Eric Hovde. Eric Hovde didn't have a clue about Juneteenth, but I bet his ass would have been able to tell you every song on the Village People's 1978 album. I doubt he'll be successful at securing a substantial black vote number. You know what, Chauncey? I don't think so either. But the small number of votes the Republicans need from African Americans is what gives them the advantage. And I'm trying to figure out as best I can, and polls, it's impossible to figure out through polls. I shouldn't admit this because it's going to make me a hypocrite. I used to complain that African Americans were never contacted in these polls. And when we see these poll results, it would never reflect our sentiment. And I would ask people continuously, hey, have you guys ever been contacted by a pollster? Most of y'all would say no. So when we see these polls come out, especially when Marquette does their poll, their statewide polls, I've never been contacted by Marquette University when they do their statewide polls. And so I, you know, we're not counted. So I don't think the polls are accurate because of that reason. Something has changed. In 2016, when they were doing all that polling about Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, I don't think I was polled once. I am getting polls. I ain't lying to you, because now they text you. Hi, Sherwin. This is so-and-so from the such-and-such organization, political action, campaign committee, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Donald Trump, whatever it is. Hi, do you have a moment to answer a few questions? Push send one for yes, send stop to opt out. I have an inbox. My cell phone is getting bombarded by these polls, and I don't fill out not nan one of them. So on one hand, I complained that our community, weren't getting polled and their polls weren't accurate because they weren't reflecting our sentiment. Now I'm getting the polls and not filling them out. And here's what I worry about. First of all, how the hell you get my number? I come to find out a bunch of y'all that I don't know have my phone number. Somebody out there giving my damn phone number out. Unless I gave you my phone number, please don't. Don't call. Don't. That's very nice of you. Hi, Sherwin. How are you doing? Good morning. And I don't know who it is. And I feel rude. You ever have somebody text you and you don't know who it is because their number is not saved in your phone and y'all just want to be new phone who it is? That's rude, though. I just don't even reply. But I don't know how some of y'all got my cell phone number. But I'm afraid that if I participate in any of these text message polls, that they're going to continue to text me. And I don't like that. Right, because they have my number, obviously, and I think they may float it around to other pollsters and other organizations. Because once they know that you respond, then they flag your number, and then your number is of value to other pollsters. So that's why I am particularly cautious. Just like, I think I'm on the no-call list, but it doesn't matter. For some reason, even if you're on the no-call list, you still get solicitations. And it'll come up as a legitimate number. 414 number sometimes, or it'll be a 608 number. And I got plenty of folks that I talk to with 608 area codes, especially during this campaign, because a bunch of folks are based out of Madison. Or I'll get a 202 area code. And a lot of folks that I know and folks that I've worked with past and present have 202 area codes because that's the Washington, D.C. And I'll answer it because it might be somebody that's, I don't know, calling from their office or, you know, calling from a number that maybe I didn't save, and I answer them. And then you know what happens after that. This is how you know they got your ass. Okay? You answer it, hello, and it's just, it's silent. You hear nothing. Right? And you say, hello again, hello. And you hear some like background noise. You hear, oh, yes, is this shutter one? Is this, oh, you got me. You know what I'm talking about, Jason? They got, because right when I answer the phone to say hello, you don't hear nothing. Because they do this like automated dialing thing. And so they don't respond right away when you say hello because they're expecting you not to answer. But here's the problem with that. Once you answer and then I say, hey, no, don't contact me anymore. Take me off your list. Don't contact. Oh, we have credit card offer, whatever it is they have. Am I being racist? Is that racist?
I was wondering where the accent was coming from, but
I hope it's never an American person. It's never a black woman named Jeanette from Mississippi. It's always somebody with an accent. But here's where you're screwed. So once you answer those calls from those numbers you don't know, that's a solicitation, you're done. Because now they know you answer and your number is going to be like sent around to other like groups and other solicitors. Like, yes, this is a hot one. This one actually answers. And then you get flooded. So I'm nervous about answering any of them polls.
I didn't know that that's how that worked because I began plenty spam calls.
Yeah, and if you answer them, then you're going to get, there's going to be 10 more. So every time you answer, you're probably going to get 10 more calls because now they know that you're, because a lot of times they have bad phone numbers or people just don't answer. And so eventually if they call you, and they'll call you from different numbers, eventually they'll take you off the list if you just ignore the calls. But sometimes, like I'll be expecting a call. Like my people's over at CNN. They call me from some weird area codes. I don't know what kind of phone they use. Sometimes I got area codes that's letters. GL25558925. I'm like, who in the hell? Hi, Sherwin. This is so-and-so from the news desk at CNN. So I got to answer some of these calls. And nobody leaves voicemails. That's my thing. If I don't know your number, I don't have your number saved, and you call me, leave a voicemail message. Hey, Sherwin, this is so-and-so. Oh, okay, cool. I hear the voicemail message. I'll call you back. But y'all don't like to leave voicemail messages anymore. What's going on with that? Remember back in the day? And Jason, you're probably too young. When I left a voicemail message, especially if I was calling a girl, I'd have Jodeci playing in the background. So I have a phone, I call her. Brrr. 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 Hi, you've reached Susie. I'm not home. Leave a message. Hey, Susie. Yeah, this Sherwin. What's going on, girl? Just thought I would call and see what you got going on. I got Forever My Lady playing in the background. I used to love leave voicemail messages. In fact, our voicemail recordings, you know, your voicemail greeting would be music. We used to do that all the time. People don't do that no more. Now I don't even have a voicemail greeting. It's not, hey, this is Sherwin, leave a message. And let me tell you why I don't have my own voice. Because somebody just complained. A friend of mine called And she wanted to leave a message. She's like, oh, I wasn't sure if it was you because I didn't hear your voice on your voicemail. And I said, dude, when do people even record voicemail greetings? If somebody is, if you're trying to avoid somebody, and maybe you recently changed your number, maybe you got a stalker or just somebody that you just don't want to talk to. When you have your name and your like voicemail greeting, then the person who you want to avoid has confirmed that it's actually your phone number that they have. You see what I mean? Like, I may not want to talk to a particular person, and they don't know if this is still my phone number. But if they hear, hi, you've reached Sherwin Hughes, leave a message, then they know that they reached me, and it might blow my phone up. So if I don't have, if I have the generic, whatever the AT&T, T-Mobile, I don't even know what kind of damn phone service I got. Whatever the generic voicemail is, that's the one I have. Hi, you've reached 414. Oh, I almost gave my damn number out. So, yeah, don't have your voice on the voicemail. What else we got here at 833-212-1017? I said all that mess just to justify why I don't answer text message polls, because you get so many of them. And I get tired of my phone. When I want people to text me and call, they never do. When I don't want to be bothered, it's when I get 7,000 phone calls. It's always like that. Like, I might be trying to see, it's Friday night now. Trying to see what's going on. Let me text my people, see what's going on. Oh, nobody get back to me. But then when I'm busy and I got plans, I got other stuff going on, my dance card is full. That's when I'm getting 725,000 text messages. And here's the other one. And maybe it's a curse. I might be cursed. I might be seeing a very nice young lady. She's very nice. We go out and we do things. What do? We go get ice cream. I don't know, walk by the beach. We just do nice things. Go on very nice dates. And I may like this person very much. And we're hanging out. I'm not hanging out with anybody else. It's just me and her. Her and me. That's all we're doing. Just her. We're hanging out. We're dating. We're dating or we're talking to each other, whatever the case may be. This is not necessarily now. I'm just giving you an example of what happens. And she's a very nice lady. It's a lady that maybe I'm dating. Maybe we started dating. Maybe we decided we were going to be very committed to one another and only to one another. And we're dating. It's new, right? It just started fairly recently, but it's good. It's always fun in the beginning. I'm just not entertaining any other women at all because I'm dating this person. I like this person. This person likes me. We've agreed that we're going to hang out with each other and each other exclusively. And then all of a sudden, some thought texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning. WYD. Why does that always happen? Fellas, you know what I'm talking about? When you're trying to be good and you're not interested in no other ladies except, well, there's always that one. There's that one that you don't talk to her no more. You haven't talked to her in a very long time. You've moved on. You're dating somebody else. You're talking to somebody else. You're very content with the person that you're talking to. You and this person, you go get ice cream. You go to Red Lobster. You go to the Olive Garden and get the unlimited breadsticks. And you're enjoying your time with this person. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes the thought. And the thought can be a guy too. Ladies, you might be involved with a guy. You like him very much. You go to the Red Lobster with him. You go and get ice cream with him. You really enjoy his time. He's funny. He's handsome. He's tall. He's all the stuff you like. He makes a lot of money. He drives a Mercedes, whatever the hell women want. I have no idea what women want anymore. It's fine. And then out of nowhere, here comes Jerome texting you. Jerome just got out of jail. You ain't talked to Jerome in 18 months. And now Jerome is now texting you, asking you what you're doing. And here's the problem. Even though you're dating somebody, you're dating a very nice guy, ladies, he takes you to the Red Lobster. He takes you to the Olive Garden. He takes you to get ice cream. You like him very much. But man, oh man, do you miss Jerome? What do you do? Because if you respond to Jerome, Jerome is going to think that you're hot to trot. He's going to think you're hot in the pants for him. And you can't do that because that's technically cheating. I got all that from not answering text message political polls. How about we take a break, come back, talk about other stuff. It's been a long week, y'all. We going to coast these next 45 minutes. We going to talk about, what do y'all want to talk about? You know, we always can talk about relationships because I am the doctor of love, the love doctor himself. If you need any relationship advice, By all means, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Are you dating somebody? Are you considering dating somebody? Are you newly single? Have the chains been broken and now you are free to soar and be the thought you've always wanted to be? You were in a relationship. It wasn't going anywhere. You hung on to it way too long. You thought it would get better. You thought they would change. They said they would change. They didn't change. And now you're free. And you can explore the world and you can just thought it up. You know what a lot of people do when they thought it up? They don't thought it up in Milwaukee. No, no, no. They go to Chicago where you can be an anonymous thought. That's what they do. Have you taken an anonymous thought trip? Have you taken a girl's trip? Girl's trips is where I'd rather not discuss that because God bless my friends. Sherwin, guess what? My wife's out of town. Let's kick it. Let's go out this weekend. Let's go get some drinks, man. Let's go. There's some stuff going on in the city. Let's go kick. I was like, wait, what'd you say? Yeah, my wife, she's gone. Her and seven of her girlfriends went to Negril, Jamaica. Oh, no. What? I think it's great that she's gone. She really needs time away. For some reason, she started working out and she really started really paying attention to her appearance. She got her hair done. She bought a whole bunch of new lingerie, too. Oh, well, whatever. She's gone. She's out of town. Oh, no. And yeah, she's on her cell phone quite a bit. And she's also been working real late. But that's okay. She loves her job. I don't mind when my wife works late. But now she is in Jamaica with several of her girlfriends. And they're going to Ocho Rios. I'm so happy for her. What you want to do this weekend? I'm like, let me not start no mess today. I don't want to do that. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses. Together, we are both committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses, and this is why Kerry will be hosting a Black Business Spotlight show on Monday, August 26th from 6 until 7 p.m. She will spotlight three locally owned Black businesses and tell their stories of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. Curly Q says something very interesting in the YouTube chat. For those of you that don't know, the YouTube chat is where it's at. That's where all the salacious things are discussed. She says that women don't cheat. I agree. They do not. Ever. Not once. It's only cheating when a man does it. When a woman does it, she is unfaithful on a justified technicality. Fellas, have you ever asked a woman this question? If you have, stop. Stop asking. Don't even. The answer is yes, but she'll never confirm it. I have only. This is in my entire life now. Maybe two women have admitted to being unfaithful. Every other woman that you meet, you're talking to, you're pursuing, you're courting, you start dating her, you ask her about previous relationships, and you should. Just like if somebody is applying for a job, you ask them, well, how come you ain't at your last job? You got to ask that question. What happened with your last relationship? It can be very telling. So you ask somebody about their previous relationships, right? And they'll tell you whatever they think will get you on their side of why their last relationship didn't work. But rarely will a woman say, yeah, I cheated. They don't. They never admit to it. Ever. They don't. Men, like idiots, we do. But we're honest, though. And fella, just ask yourself. Just take like a mental inventory. How many women have actually admitted to you that they have cheated? And in the event that they do, it's just like catastrophic for us because we're like, oh, wow, she cheated once, she'll cheat again. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Women don't admit it. And they're absolutely cheat. But here's how they're unfaithful on a technicality. But to them, it's not even being unfaithful. A woman will give a man that she loves a lot of chances, maybe years worth of chances. And she'll warn. She will. She'll call a foul. She'll throw the flag. She'll let you know, like, hey, don't. You need to stop. You need to fix it. Don't do that again. And we do it again. She gives you another warning. She gives you more grace. And then eventually, she stops warning you. And now she just kind of, well. When in her mind, the relationship is over. You're still together, though. You still live together. You're still sleeping in the same bed. Still have the same address. But in her mind, the relationship is over. She just hasn't finalized her exit. Because women have elaborate exit plans that are airtight. They know where they're going. They know when they're going. They got their money all sorted out. Like they have. It takes a while, though. It may take her 6 months. But in her mind, the relationship is over because she warns you. She gave you chances. She told you. She told you again. She warns you again. She lets you know. She got mad at you. She didn't talk to you for a while. And men, we just sometimes don't get it because we believe that when we make the commitment, that's all we have to do. We don't have to maintain the relationship. We don't have to still continue to be sweet. We don't have to still take her out on date nights. Now, some men are absolutely doing all that, but guess what? Some of them are getting cheated on too. But some of us believe like, oh yeah, I'm committed to her kind of. That's all I have to do. I'm taking care of her. I'm buying her stuff. I bought her flowers last month. None of that stuff you did for a woman in the past counts. Yeah, it's like, what have you done for her lately? And if you're not doing things for her lately and being active and engaged in maintaining the relationship, it's just a matter of time, buddy. So she'll have, in her mind, it's done. She doesn't touch you anymore. You guys know how that is. She sleeps on her side of the bed. Or you go to bed. She's not asleep. She's on her phone. Oh, that's the worst. And sometimes the man doesn't even care. He's like, okay, I'm going to sleep. She's over there texting Jerome. Jerome just got out of jail, and Jerome is horny. And because Jerome was in jail, Jerome has a six-pack. Jerome didn't do nothing but read the Quran, become a Muslim, and work out. That's all he did the whole time he was in the joint. But when a woman makes her mind up that the relationship is over, like that door is shut and locked, that window is completely closed. Even though y'all are still together, the affection is gone. Her warmth is gone. Her affection, it is gone. She will see another man. 100%. But then if you ask her about that scenario, even though she's been given a bunch of, she told her man, she warned him, she let him know, hey, this isn't working for me. Hey, you need to stop it. You need to stop it. And then eventually she just surrenders. She gives up. He ain't going to change. I don't want to be unhappy anymore. It is what it is. Let me start making my exit plan. Some women, I believe, have their exit plans, like half of it already planned out from the beginning when they first meet you. How do I get out of this situation? But if she decides that the relationship is over and she just hasn't exited yet. And again, this is not all women, but it's a lot of them. That man doesn't know the relationship is over because maybe he's too dumb. And we don't really pay attention to details very well as men. You got to tell us stuff explicitly or we won't get it. We won't understand it. We don't read the writing on the wall. If anything, we'll think something is wrong with our woman. We don't ever think it's us or our behavior. And she finds another guy that's attentive, that's sensitive, that listens to her, that takes her out, and they have fun and they laugh again. And then the affection that you and her no longer share, she has with this other fella. Hell yeah. And also, when she leaves you, boom, she's already in another relationship. Again, I'm not speaking for all women. I'm just speaking on what I have seen and why so many of my damn friends are divorced. There is a pattern. That's how it goes. But if you ask that woman if she cheated, she'll say, absolutely not. Because in her mind, the relationship was over. And at that point, it's not even, you don't even have to be gracious anymore. Because if you're telling somebody repeatedly over years they need to change their behavior and they don't, they need to act different and they don't, eventually it's their fault, right? But you can't, especially if you have kids, you can't just leave. That is hard. That's really, really difficult. It's not like quitting a job. Sometimes you can quit a job and you just walk off with your uniform still on. You just leave. With a relationship, you can't just say, I'm leaving and never coming back. You need to have somewhere to live and need to have all that other stuff. Curly Q said, I tried. Y'all didn't put forth any other topics. Curly, you started this. You said the women don't cheat. And I backed you up. I said, no, they do not. Women, they don't cheat. They have justified unfaithfulness is what it is. Curly Q says, this sounds depressing. I've honestly never been in such a situation. Well, that's because you're a nice lady. But I mean, that's so the relationship and the dating game right now in 2024. If you've been like married for a long time or in a relationship for a long time and you're fairly newly single, you're going to hate it out here. You are going to hate it. It's different. Expectations are different. Standards are different. The code of conduct is different. The etiquette is different. It's unmanageable, really. It's, oh, look who's on the phone. Lord have mercy. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll talk to one of my favorite people to talk to. He actually has a lot of things to say about relationships as well. But for some reason, he thinks that my advice is faulty. This is also an individual whose marriage got better after he got divorced. So we'll talk to the caller in a moment. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. You got relationship problems? Let me fix them. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
No. Stop it. In the YouTube chat, stop trying to change the subject. You know what we on right now over here talking about wings and talking about music. Uh-uh. That's not what we talking about. In fact, you know what? I think some of y'all, the YouTube chat, Peanut Gallery, some of y'all should be dating each other. There's a couple of y'all that I could see dating. You know what? I think Vanessa and JD the Poet would make a fantastic couple. And JD, he'd write her poems. They'd be very sensual. She'd sit VIP at all his erotic poetry shows. I think they'd be a match made in heaven. Let's talk to the caller. You're on 101.7 The Truth.
Good morning, Professor Hughes. And yes, we do have excellent dialogue when it comes to the R word. I think actually, whenever you say the word relationship, your show just comes up on my feed, and you know, I just get to go on YouTube and hear you do things that, you know, just because I don't agree with everything you say doesn't make all of your takes about relationships faulty, you know. And I just, you know, along with Savannah lately, have tried to help you where you do miss your mark. I mean, sometimes you're really good at what you're talking about. But then when you generalize
the caller, do you really think
is where
that
I
need
back.
Help? And if I did need help, I wouldn't be soliciting it from you or her.
Right. You might be doing, I think you probably are a player. Finally.
Bite but, your tongue, sir. That's not what you're supposed to say. That's disrespectful.
But who was the person? I tuned in right when you were saying, was it Curly Q said that women do not cheat?
That is correct. And she stands by that.
She has to be a Trump person because she just told a flat-out lie and made it sound like the truth. What was that term that you used to describe what she said? Or a phrase that you used?
Oh, when women cheat, it's like justifiable unfaithfulness.
Okay. Now, I will say that I have assisted some women in that process, but they were definitely cheating because they were still involved with these other people, and you know,
which
is the reason why, as Michael Collier says, I advise if you're not trying to make a baby, this is a public service announcement, use a condom each and every time. And so I think that's the best advice in the era of monkeypox, because you're talking about dating today, that I can give today. And that, you know, do what makes you, I think if Al calls in later, he'll say, do what makes you happy. And protect your feelings. And that, you know, I think that's sound. That's the type of advice that I give my children. When someone is verbally mistreating you, show them your heels. And yes, they have generations, two generations, not just myself and my wife, of people who remained family. I never said my marriage got better because the marriage did dissolve. But
you still
we are
call
still
her your wife,
and we treat each other as such.
You still call her your wife?
Ex-wife.
Okay.
I call her my every once in a while we'll slip and say something like that, but you know it is in context. Maybe at a point where we're on a vacation, like we're planning a trip to Hawaii with our grandkids because we want them to see Hawaii. And if you can do that, you've remained, you've done and stay friends. There are people who are living together who just can't stand each other. And we're very cool. We, you know, have always had the friendship be the major part. And I think because we did that first, you know, we didn't just jump into a relationship. And that, I think all those things that I'm saying, those are the things I'm saying. I'm not saying that divorce is the way to go or promoting divorce at all. But for me, it did. There was a time for marriage and then there was a time for divorce. However, I kept my family intact because both my wife and myself had mothers who had two husbands who were both instrumental in our lives.
Did you cheat?
What?
Did you cheat?
For me, in my relationship, if we didn't see each other, we were not cheating.
Let me ask the question a little bit more directly. Did you cheat on your ex-wife?
I heard exactly what you said. And that's what I'm saying. To the person's point, if the relationship, as far as the physical part of it, is over, are you really cheating? Even though you're still legally married. Like, you know how
did
sometimes
your wife
people are
know
separated?
That it was over, though? Because sometimes, like, married couples have, they have an agreement. Hey, it's not working out. We're eventually going to end up dissolving this. Maybe we won't do it right away. Because sometimes married couples say, hey, you do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. We're going to figure out how we separate. Was it one of those, or did you decide in your mind?
That would be more of my philosophy in actually every relationship, including because I'm friends with almost every woman I've ever dated, girls who I dated even when I was in middle school. And the caller was just a very lovable young guy from the time I was dropped off at kindergarten.
Lovable young guy.
Yes.
You cheated.
If I brought my mom's photo album up there, you wouldn't believe it.
No, probably not. Don't bring it up here. So you cheated.
I am not ever going to say that I cheated because that you have to lie to cheat. So what you said, you know, about, you know, being honest and forthcoming about where the
somebody
relationship
got lied
is.
To.
No, never. Not ever. Not ever. And actually currently in my dating life, you know, it's very well known that there's at some point I'm going to go somewhere with my ex-wife and my family. And anybody who doesn't fit into that does not fit into the single caller lifestyle.
All right.
And with that, my blood pressure is the same as it was when I met that woman many, many years ago.
I don't know. Congratulations.
There are married people who are dying of high blood pressure every day, right? So they can't stand each other, and they're arguing, and they're, you know, sexually frustrated and all these other things. So my advice to everybody would be to follow Al's advice. Just be happy. Protect your body. Protect your mind. Protect your spirit. And, you know, I think Savannah and I are helping you to get to that point as well.
The two of you can have. You just admitted that you cheated,
yeah,
and Savannah's in her 20s. She ain't even started on the tough road. But the caller, I got two other calls I got to take. I got
to
take two other calls. Because you over here spinning your wheels.
I want you to have a great weekend, player.
You too. Don't say that's a bad word.
Take care.
All right, then. He cheated. Said all that, man. He sound like an old school pimp. And look at here. Now, look, I love her, but I don't love her enough to be faithful to her, but I still going to take care of her. I'm going to make sure her little bills is paid, but I'm going to get me another girlfriend. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. Let's talk to... Hello, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Bill Cummerbrand. And good morning to all the good black and white people in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. We're happy. So we're going to have the picnic tomorrow, huh? I mean, I should not say picnic. We know where that comes from. I'm sorry. Sharon, skip all that. I would like to say that you have evolved emotionally, mentally, intellectually when it comes to relationships. I don't see you or I don't hear you bleeding all over the radio Linda,
I've always been the same. My philosophies have been the same.
No. This is a new Sherwin, and I'd like to say this too, that you are spot on. You're spot on in your observations, but I'd like for you to dig a little deeper.
Nothing that I'm saying is new. There's no revelation. There's no change. What you hear right now is what I've said and maintained. Maybe you're listening to me has evolved.
No. There's a difference between a healed version of you and a bleeding version of you. You would have to hear it yourself. You'd have to listen.
Linda,
you've
met me like
to know
twice.
What I'm talking about.
Oh, good God.
But may I say something?
Nope.
That you know, it's pertinent to this conversation.
Do you
and
cheat?
That is that, you know, just okay, keep it. Okay, just like the old government, the old white system is fading. The old way of our relationships, marriages, how we get along, how we meet, how we get together, all of that is changing too.
Okay, Linda, pause.
We are
Linda,
all in.
Pause for 1 second. Linda, have you cheated?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
I have dishonored my marriage. Yes, I have dishonored my marriage and my oath. But let me say this as in support of, in enlightenment of, you know, and also my objective to the fact that this new era is non-judgmental to begin with.
Yes, it
is. Because when humans hurt, humans display the same behavior, son. So what I'm saying is, in this new era, in this new concept of relationship and love and how we go, it's dismantling this old way that we've been taught. It was wrong. So now we're going to all do the research. We're going to all do the healing and the self-assessment of where did we fall in that last relationship, in that last marriage. We're not going to say, oh, I cheated. We're going to talk about the unhealed version of ourselves that contributed to the decision that we should get married when we weren't supposed to at the time because we weren't healed in the first place. That's why there's no judgment. We're learning how to be human. And we're learning that the old way that we've been taught was wrong. And it was biased and racist and capitalist. And so now we're learning how to take our individuality. And we're learning how did we get to be who we are. And why do we choose the way that we choose and act the way that we act and respond the way that we respond? There's an answer to it. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you for the sermon.
So, yes, you're on your way, and that's a wonderful assessment that you gave. And I'd like to add in with this. Okay. When you talked about the beautiful women, hallelujah, I don't think no one can go outside, although there's beautiful women outside of the brown race. But when you look at Beyonce and Halle Berry, baby, exquisite beauty. And we know that they have been attacked from both sides, male and female, because of that exquisite beauty.
Thank you.
That is the end of what I have to say.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Linda. That was a lot for someone justifying that they cheat on their husband. She just gave us a bunch of word salad with her unfaithful ways. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is a story about...
Tomorrow's our second annual Truth Family Fest. Go there. It'll be a huge family-friendly event that will have something for everybody. There's going to be music and food trucks and free haircuts and backpacks filled with school supplies, a free toothbrush kit. That's new this year, toothbrush kits. Truth swag and a live broadcast hosted by Melanie Ricks and Tori Lowe from 11 a.m. to 1. That don't mean... What is that, Kyle? What them is? What the hell is that? That's what the dude brought? That ain't... What the hell is this? This dude came up here to bring me a Damn, Chico stick?
He got his right, Sherwin.
You got one too. He said, here, have some damn Chico sticks. I think it's because Mercury is in retrograde. It's a bunch of like weird stuff going on. Do y'all see this on YouTube?
This is really random.
I don't know. Let me smell it.
It's packaged. It's good.
Yeah, but it smells like the inside of his car or something. It smells like lotion or something. Okay, I'm not touching it. Yeah, come tomorrow and hang out at the Riverside High School Truth Family Fest from 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock. Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank, sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, UW-Milwaukee, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, Greater Milwaukee Urban League, Ascension Wisconsin MATC, and Old McDonald Had a Farm. Melanie Ricks is back. Her new show is going to start on Wednesday, August 21st. Nothing But the Truth live YouTube show. It's only going to be on YouTube every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, August 21st. Another programming note, I'm not here on Monday. So I don't know what y'all going to do with your lives between 9 and noon. On the last time I wasn't here, y'all had a damn fit. Where's Sherwin at? Let Sherwin have a rest. Can I have some rest? Y'all don't say nothing else when anybody else goes on assignment. But when I go on assignment, where you at, Sherwin? I'm resting now. Let's talk to Al. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing good. Only thing I want to tell the listeners is do you. If you're a single man or a single woman, you can't be a 304, okay, because you have a right to live your life. The other thing is women cheat professionally.
Yes.
But men are sloppy with it.
Yeah, we're amateurs.
The problem is, it's not that y'all, men are not amateurs. They just have a habit of coming home and smelling like tuna fish and semen. And then you want to take a shower with scented soap. That's not how you left. So why would you come home smelling like tuna fish and semen? So when men decide to be sloppy, that's how y'all get caught up. If you are going to be a hoe, hoe right. Don't use scented soap. When you come home, don't act normal. Stop acting like things are wrong and stop making unnecessary arguments. Because when you make unnecessary arguments, it gives you away. Also, I need y'all to understand, stop getting to the point where you have to be inebriated or do a chemical to be sexually active. Because if you can't do it without the chemical, she knows you are not into her body. So she's going to go to somebody else who can do it without a chemical. So I just want y'all to stand up, stand down, get down, move around, take care of yourself, and remember self-preservation of your emotions. Because when you detach your emotions from your body, whatever you do outside your house is an act. Just stay clean, take your two bottles of water, and stop coming home smelling like semen and tuna fish. And that will keep the arguments down in your house. But if you're not going to do it right, take a raw onion, take a Newport 100 and an onion and rub it in your clothes. Because then you smell like you've been at a bar. But if you come home smelling like tuna fish and semen, she's going to bust your head at the end of the night. Have a good weekend, everybody, and always take a shower.
Oh, okay. So he said, if you going to hoe, you got to hoe right. Y'all been hoeing wrong. Who knew that there was a right way to... Why do I do this to myself? Maybe me being off on Monday, because I'm never coming back after that comment that Al just made. Okay, well, we're going to end the show by talking to... Hello, Bob.
Hello, Sherwin. I wasn't going to say anything today, but, you know, a woman just called me a couple of days ago and said she trusts my judgment in deciding whether she should divorce her husband.
What the hell is she calling you for? She trusts your judgment on deciding whether she should divorce her husband or not. Bob, is you messing with this woman? Is you involved with this lady?
No, she's just my homie. And she knows that I'm going to tell her the truth whether she likes what I say or not. She knows I'm just honest, you know? And I told her there's two reasons why you should get a divorce. And she said she don't want to get no divorce. And should she? And I said, well, does he mess around? No, I know that. I said, well, does he hit you? No, he don't. well, you know, if you don't love him no more, whatever, I don't think you should get a divorce. Just hang in there. Oh, I'm so glad I don't want to get a divorce. I said, all right. Long as he don't hit her, long as he don't mess around, because you can catch something when somebody messing around. And I should talk to you later and have a nice weekend. And I'm glad you're off Monday. Take care of yourself. Your mind does need a rest.
Thank you. All right, then.
Sure.
Okay. All right, Bob. Goodbye. Bob said that was his homie that asked him if she should get divorced from her husband. Bab said something a little while ago, and I do agree with it, but I want to do like an aside to her comment. Let me scroll up and see if I can. Okay, here we go. She says, some people who have been married for a long time decide instead of getting divorced, they just live their own lives. So something that might look like cheating might not be just saying. So very true. However, I have met, there's a number of people, a lot, especially in our Generation X age range. Like, our marriages are the most screwed up of probably any other generation. So it'll be they got married relatively young. Let's say they're in their late 40s, maybe early 50s. They got married when they were in their 20s, had kids. The relationship didn't work out, but it worked out as parents, right? They raised the kids, and it was one of those, well, we don't really love each other anymore. We've fallen out of love. There's no interest anymore. There's no romance. There's no spark, but we're going to stay together. We're going to have this little family. We're going to raise the kids and do what we're supposed to do. We're going to stay true to that part of our commitment. But then they agreed that they see other people. And that happens. Whether married people feel comfortable disclosing that or not, that happens because these people that are actually married, and they don't wear the rings anymore. The rings are off. They're still married, been married 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But they have this agreement in this marriage that they are not really together, but they're together because they don't want to get divorced for whatever reason. I feel uncomfortable involving myself with someone who was married. Even if they have that agreement with their spouse, it's uncomfortable because you are still with somebody else's spouse. That's an agreement between them. The rest of the world does not have to indulge in that philosophy. See you guys at Truth Family Fest tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.